We cannot and we will not stop there. We need to be focused on a complete renewal of Flint's water system.
The administration has plans for a meeting next month on the Zika virus.
The White House says the day-long event is an outgrowth of meetings with the nation's governors. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says it'll bring together top government and health officials to raise awareness about the virus, which potentially has been linked to birth defects.
The administration has treated this as a top priority, and we certainly recognize that when confronted with risks like this, early action is important.
The virus has already been detected in Hawaii and U.S. territories, and officials expect it's just a matter of time before it appears on the U.S. mainland. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Police in riot gear barricaded the headquarters of Turkey's largest newspaper a day after they used tear gas and water cannons to storm the building to shut down the paper. This is AP Radio News.
Good morning, everyone. Well, we're starting off on the chilly side today, but that big ocean storm is now just a memory. It's up in Nova Scotia and Newfoundland today, and they're really getting pounded with a lot of wind and snow. But not for us. Sunshine returns today, mixed with some clouds. The afternoon high getting up to 36 degrees. We'll have a gusty north and northwest wind this morning, but it'll be relaxing during the afternoon. For tonight, clear skies and cold. Overnight low getting down to 19 degrees by dawn on Sunday. Sunday will dawn with sunshine, then a mixture of clouds and sun will form during the day. A cold start, but a milder finish. The afternoon high getting up to 42 degrees with light winds during the afternoon. On Sunday night, clear skies, still cold again. Overnight low of 20, and on Monday, the mild air just starts to push in here. With sunshine and clouds, a mixture. Monday's high getting up to 50, and by Wednesday, we should be up by 65 to 70 degrees during the afternoon. That sounds pretty nice, doesn't it? For WATD, I'm meteorologist Jim Manning.
Now, talk real estate with Sharon McNamara, brought to you by Boston Connect Real Estate Services. Connect with Sharon now at 781-837-4900 and online at bostonconnect.com. Now, here's Sharon McNamara.
And good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, along with Cindy Ford, my sidekick here at WATD at our kitchen table. We also have Larry manning the phones. Good morning, Larry. I didn't even get a chance to go in there and say hi.
I know you ran in, even though I thought it was just going to be her.
No, never. It's me. I snuck in the back way, but I love you just the same. I'm sorry I didn't come in and see you. I'll come and give you a hug after the show. How's that?
Great.
So we have Larry that will be manning the show with us today. One of my favorite guys in there. So if you have any phone calls for us, he will be able to connect you to us. 781-837-4900. Connect, not, you know, no pun intended. Both Cindy and I are from Boston Connect. Real estate. And we're located right here on the South Shore, and convenient location, and it's been busy out there. I went to bed at 8 o'clock last night. If you looked at me right now, I feel like I didn't go to bed. What is that all about?
It was a crazy busy week.
Whew.
Right?
Yeah.
Crazy busy.
Yeah, it was crazy. So one of the things that you and I did, we actually did a community TV program this
week.
Yes, we did do that. And it was great. It was, you know, broadcast here right in Marshfield. And, you know, we were going over some of the statistics. And I thought one of the telltale signs of what weather will do and how it impacts our market was very telltale when we looked at Marshfield last year. Year to date had sold 20 homes, and so far this year Marshfield has sold 35 homes. Doesn't seem like a big increase, but that's 15.
Is, yeah.
15 homes is a lot, you know, when there is low inventory.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, so that's actually sort of, that is really a lot. And everything that is on the market tends to be not on for very long. So we have a lot of contingent and under agreements right now, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? So how was your week? You've been busy? I mean, we've seen each other a couple times.
A lot. But yeah, but we don't get to talk because we're just talking business, working, crazy.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun doing that. And we will be putting that out on Facebook this week,
yes,
I think, coming up when we get the link. So you'll have to see that.
Yeah.
Because we do have radio Facebook. faces.
Yes.
Fabulous radio faces.
Exactly. Well, if you join us, let me just give a couple things too. So if you're not friends with myself and Cindy on Facebook, please do so. So you can find me as Sha McNamara. So if you do Facebook.com/Sha McNamara. That's how you'll get me. And then your Cindy Kirksford. Yeah,
yes.
You can, even if you just do a search, do Sharon Costa
search.
McNamara, you'll find me. Cindy Kirksford, you'll find her. Friend us, because we put some funny stuff out there.
We do. Well, we think we're funny.
Well, the pictures the Bitmojis. Yeah, it's like we have a fan base.
A little bit. Yeah. All six of you, thank you.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was seven last time I counted.
It might be.
But today we're going to make today's show interactive, even though it's a radio show.
Right.
We want it to be interactive. For those of you who haven't put an offer in on a property in a long time, not sure what an offer looks like, maybe you are newer to the market and this is your first time ever even considering doing something like this, or maybe you have a son, a daughter, granddaughter, someone that is not familiar with how to do it, always certainly feel free to refer, people to us for that, because one of the things I feel we do well is educate the home buyers and home sellers on the whole process. But go to your computers. You can stream in WATD live, so you don't have to worry about having, your computer with you. If you're driving, don't stream in.
Yeah.
But you want to go to join.me/Boston Connect. I'll say that one more time, join.me/Boston Connect. And if you log on there, you will be able to see my computer. Fun, so people can see what we look like. Hey, why don't I I'll put on the webcam. I think
that. Oh, that's
put
great.
On, you could put on your webcam because you have your computer on, so maybe people could see you too. That would be fun.
Ooh,
So what we're going to do is we're going to do interactive so you can see how to write up an offer. So again, it's join.me/Boston Connect. And I can see a couple people have joined us.
That's
so that's great. So hopefully we get a few more people to do that. And you can see my screen right here. Here's a little picture of me so you can see what I look like. This is what you see here for the people who are logging in, join.me/Boston Connect. I'll give people time to remind me, Sin, to do that. So people who are just getting their computers booted up there will be able to join us.
Right.
Again, here, go to Facebook, and you can find us on Facebook as well, too. I'll go onto my Facebook page, so you can find me as Sharon Costa McNamara, and then Cindy is Cindy Crooks Ford, and you can see us there. That's me in front of the winery with all the wine. We're going to get a wine label for Boston Connect. I think that's going to be good. So anyways, what we're going to do is interactive, put together an offer for people. One side note, too, is that one of our agents and friends, Eileen Stewart, and her wonderful siblings lost their mother this week. And I know she's a very good friend of yours. And
very good.
You blessed me with the opportunity of, I'm weepy right now, meeting her.
Yeah.
And I told you when I met her, I'm a pretty good instinct of people. And she's one of the most genuine women I have ever met.
Absolutely.
I
the
liked
whole
her.
Family.
And, yeah. She's a little crazy. I mean, she's all, sometimes I'm
you
like, you got to slow down. I can't even follow along. What
right.
do you
She's got a lot
Smart.
Going on. Very, very, very,
Fair.
All of the
whole family.
They're all their maiden names. Their seven sisters is Riley, and they are all extremely.
One brother.
Mm-hmm. Intelligent, business women that are just salt of the earth, I have
Wonderful.
To tell you.
You've
I
worked
love
with
them, all of them.
Them. Yeah, you've worked with all of the family as,
love
you know,
them.
Their realtor. You're their realtor of choice, which I don't blame them at all. That's their, the fat, they have the best of the best supporting them all
you.
The time. And their nieces and stuff like that.
Everything.
So,
nieces, yes. Nephews, you name it. The sisters love them, but they had a service yesterday, right?
Yesterday, we went to the funeral. The wake was the night before,
It was
beautiful.
I sent her a text after and just said, people can only dream about having families like yours.
I sent her a text as well, and I said, your sister Patty's eulogy made me want to be a better person and more like your mom. It was amazing. Her mom was a special, special person.
Yes.
And, you know, both you and I have a strong spirituality,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yes.
But I love the story about, Mom, we can see the school bus. We really have to say another Hail Mary.
Right? You have time saying it.
They didn't even go to Catholic school. Like, yeah, here comes the school. I thought that that was great. But I also said to her that if anybody really wants to know what the true meaning of family is, we hear that a lot in the United States. And this, I said this on the air before. When I went to Italy, I got a good sense then what family was. But if anybody here wants to know what family means, then they should talk to the Riley family, because
absolutely,
that, my friends, is a family. And
absolutely,
that was, it was very, very beautiful.
An amazing family.
Amazing family. And I got the honor of meeting her mom just December 28th. So it was great. And she was singing those Irish songs. I thought it was great. So again, our condolences to the Riley family. Okay, so let's get on to this. So why don't we tell Cindy, while I'm getting sort of going, again, we have more viewers who are joining us. Again, you want to go onto your computer, join.me/BostonConnect. I have unlocked it. I have shared my screen. You can see everything here. Cindy, why don't you just start by telling people, you know, the importance of having a professional helping you through this process and why it could be a little complicated.
A little complicated. It's a lot complicated. Putting an offer together, the dates, so important, the dates that you put in, or what your agent puts in for you for, you know, commitments and contingencies and closing dates, and everything interacts, you know, together. And what we have at Boston Connect, we do everything electronically, which is what you're going to be looking at on Dotloop, and it's wonderful. But even when you put an offer in with this offer, there's so many more pieces of paper that you have to put in with the offer in order for it to be even reviewed by the sellers. So we are going to walk you through that, and I will tell you, Dotloop is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Using that is great. So Sharon's getting us into
An offer
an
here,
offer
right?
Here.
Can you see that, Cindy? So Cindy's sort
not
of,
yet.
You can't see Dotloop right
I can
now.
See Dotloop, but I don't see that you're in, I still see the...
Let me see what you're seeing. Oh, okay. So why don't you refresh your browser? So if everybody sort of just refreshes their browser a little bit, maybe that will jolt you a little bit into seeing what I'm seeing. So, Cindy, you might be just a little slow with the WATD
I am a little
feed.
Slow, Sharon.
I didn't mean it that way.
I did.
Can you see it now?
I have ad folder, a big ad folder.
Okay. So let's
am
just
I getting
see.
There?
Okay, I wonder if our people who are logged in, if you are a participant, is there a place for you to chat? Can you see my screen? I'm just going to do that and see if we can get a chat going here with some of our viewers. So, sorry,
I love technology.
I don't want dead air either.
Right,
so can you talk about, while I'm sort of doing this, Cindy, my question to you is why the importance of a buyer's agent in some of the things that you're doing? Like, why don't you get us to the point before we get to the offer, looking at houses, that whole process just a little bit? Want to do that?
Well, the first thing that I do when I meet someone for the first time is I absolutely, you know, and I've said this before, I ask if they're working with another agent, because I do not want to take business from someone else. And some people aren't sure if they are or they aren't, or they're committed to someone, or they don't know the importance of that. After that, I ask them if they are pre-approved, if they have been to a lender, and if they have a pre-approval letter. Especially in this market, and I do explain this to a lot of my first-time home buyers that are in the range from, say, $200,000 to $400,000, the inventory is low. If a property looks really good to you, it looks really good to 100 other people. So we need to be on our game, have our A game, and we need to have all of our paperwork in order for us to, you know, hopefully get an offer in before anyone else, or to have an accepted offer. So I go through a lot of paperwork with you, make sure you have checks on you, so that we could, if we're going to put a deposit on something today, that I can get a copy of that check or get that check from you for the offer.
Can you see me? What can you see?
Because, well, you have my glasses on, so I can't see anything. Sorry. No.
I don't know what's going on with your computer, so hopefully everybody else can see it. If you are listening right now, or if you're chatting along or seeing us on there, can you just call Larry at the studio, 781-837-4900? Just let me know if you can see my screen, because from what I can see, everybody should be able to see my screen, and that would be great if you can just let us know. Again, my name is Sharon McNamara. You are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, and right now, Cindy Ford, again, full-time realtor from Boston Connect. We are trying to get technology going. It looked like it was working pretty good earlier.
Oh, there I am.
Okay, so are you
oh,
got
I see
it?
Me.
Yeah. Yep, you see it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So looks like we are on, and what I'm going to do, we're just going to go through this whole process of seeing it. Hopefully you can see it. You just want to go into your browser. So if you're logged on, you just want to go into your browser and just do, you don't even have to do the www, just no. join.me/Boston Connect. Larry, can you hear me? You don't have a computer in there, do you, that you could test just to see if you can see my computer? join.me/Boston Connect. Just so I can see if you can see my screen, that would be great, because I just don't want to go through this whole process if people at home cannot see me. So, yep. Okay, perfect. All right. Well, there I am. I'm right there. So hopefully you can see. This is us live at WATD. Yeah. Woo!
Hi, everybody.
So this is great. So, all right. So the first thing first is when you want to put an offer in on a property, I'm sort of going to sneak out of this tab, and I'm going to bring you directly into MLSPIN.com. And let's just look at a property and how we see things. So what you're seeing right now on the screen is me live in MLS. And I just have to get my password in here.
Which is the multiple listing service for all of the agents find properties.
Yeah,
and
yes,
you
yes.
can't go. We can certainly send you listings from there if you sign up with us. We've set you up an email to receive any properties in your price range.
Mm-hmm. So I was logged in at the computer. So I'm just going to go into one of my listings that I have here. And we're going to pull one of them up. So let's just say that you are interested. Well, Jefferson Square, we're having an open house. Michelle is over there right now if you want to go see a beautiful condo. Let's just see this house here that I have in Halifax. We just had a wonderful price reduction. I mean, not Halifax. Why did I even say Halifax? I don't even have a listing in Halifax. It's in Duxbury. $884,000. This is located at 30 Lewis Farm Drive. Larry, were you able to see? No? I don't think he can't see it. I don't know why. I mean, everything else is going well. You can see, right? Can you see MLS right now?
Huh? I'm Cindy.
Cindy.
Mary's somewhere else today.
Yeah, I know. I wish that people would chat with me. The people who are live right now, there's a little thing. It looks like a little speech bubble. If you guys could just help me out and let me know if you're seeing it at home. I see that we have maybe 5 or 6 viewers that are looking. join.me/Boston Connect.
Aisha.
Yeah. All right. Can you
now,
see me?
Well, yes. I can see you right in the middle of my screen now.
Okay. Screen. I'm sharing my screen. You should be able to see it.
Yep. Now, I don't see, and I'll show you. You just popped up here in the middle. I don't know why that is. Maybe the viewers can. Maybe they could chat or call.
That's what I'm trying to do is see if they could.
They can. Send us a message.
Refresh right there for me so I can see what's going on.
Sure.
Anyways, so here's a listing in MLS, and this is one of my listings, and this is what, you know, when you see the property, this is what... When we are showing properties, this is the information that we're giving you. Plus, we have a whole lot more, especially when we are the listing agent on the property. So
now I'm in MLS.
Okay,
yes.
You can see it now.
Yep.
All right, great. So now you're in MLS. You can see everything there. The chat, we're going to get rid of that right now. We can see all of our participants. Thank you for joining. And so this is the property. So this is the basic information that we have. So what Cindy and I do is we take that information, and what we have to do is bring some of it over to the offer. So now do you see the offer?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. Everything is just going along swimmingly.
We're putting an offer in?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I love that house.
Yeah, perfect. So I'm going to pretend that you're my buyer. Okay.
Ooh.
We'll do this together.
Okay.
Let's pretend we have a buyer together. But I'm just going to use Cindy's name. So first things first, we're just going to do Cindy Ford. Your name might pop up because my other clients' names are showing up there. So we just put in Cindy Ford, and we'll just put in the office address because I know you have a huge fan base, and I don't want them showing up at your door.
Right?
You know what I mean? That
I
would
can't
be weird.
Crazy.
31 Squisset Street is the name, the street of the office right here in Pembroke. So we are conveniently located Right. It's almost like, I want to say the Bermuda Triangle, but it's not a Bermuda Triangle.
No, it's a good thing.
It's a good thing, right in the middle.
Absolutely.
Right near.
Touches so many towns.
Yeah, we touch Hanover, we touch Duxbury, we touch Norwell a little bit. You know, well, a minute to get to Norwell.
Yeah.
We're touching Marshfield. We're all over 1.3 miles.
Yeah. I mean, we're close to everything.
So this here, you'll see it's the owner of record. Again, if you're just joining us, welcome to WATD at our kitchen table here. It's Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. We're both from Boston Connect Real Estate. We're teaching you how to put an offer to purchase on a home and some of the contingencies that you should be considering. 781-837-4900. If you have any questions for us, don't worry about sidetracking us. That happens
frequently
by osmosis with us. And we're just teaching you how to submit an offer and how to write an offer. So you'll notice up here that it says to the owner of record and the seller. A lot of times what you can do, we can put in the name, what
if
we can
you know
do
it.
Yeah, we can go to public record.
Right.
We can look up that name and make sure that we're putting the names of the person. So it's basically an offer from you to them. And then the property, and it's very simple. So what we do is we just do like the property address. So we're going to do 30 Lewis Farm Drive. It's road in Duxbury. The other thing that we also do here is I always write in more fully shown, right?
Yes.
More
mm-hmm.
fully shown. And then we say like in book.
In page.
Yeah. So in book. And then what we're looking for is the book. I'm just going to make up something here like 1, 2, 3. Page 34 at the, oops, sorry about that, Plymouth Registry of Deeds. The reason why we're putting that in, that's more specific
right.
to the property address, okay? Sometimes we'll put in there plus minus 0.92 acres of land, things
right.
like that, just so it's specific and vague both at the same time. So we
right.
do plus or minus, you know? So that is the property description of the house. And together, this property has been introduced to you by. So what that means is, who brought you to the property and who is listing the property, okay? So let's just say that Cindy Ford is listing the property,
mm-hmm.
okay? Cindy Ford from Boston Connect Real Estate. You're listing the property and I'm working with the buyer, Sharon McNamara. Let's just even say Larry is buying it. Larry, you're buying a house today. He's like,
quite
good.
A nice house, Larry.
It's quite a nice house. How do you feel about Duxbury?
Can't wait for the first party.
Yeah, plenty of space for you and your mom there. So, so that would be coming from Sharon McNamara from Boston Connect Real Estate. So it's from Boston Connect Real Estate to Boston Connect Real Estate. If there were two other companies, if another company, ABC Real Estate, was listing the property, this line would say, from it has been introduced to me by Boston Connect Real Estate. That would be me as the buyer's agent and ABC Realty, the listing agent.
Right.
So whoever those two parties are is what you want to put in here. So for us, of course, we're going to put Boston Connect Real Estate. Who else would you want to be with?
Right.
I can't think of anybody else.
I'm no,
kidding.
Not
I
at
usually
all.
Don't even say stuff like that. So sorry. My nose is itchy. Purchase price. Okay. So now here's the thing. In MLS, and I can bounce back and forth, and hopefully you guys can stand up. When you're a buyer's agent, why don't you explain to people how you come to the price? And while you're talking about it, I'll go and show them.
How I generally come to the price is after we view the property, I will go into MLS and look at sold properties within the last, depending on the market, mm-hmm. last 3 to 6 months to determine for the same square footage, same number of baths, same number of bedrooms, same style property. That's really important.
Mm-hmm.
I've had agents come to me that they're comparing apples and oranges, not apples to apples.
Exactly.
So I'm selling a ranch and they're, you know, looking at the comps for, you know, a split level or maybe a colonial, and you can't. So you want to keep like for like, the same type
exactly.
of property. And then you...
We're looking for the last 6 months, generally.
Yeah.
So that's how we're sort of coming to this realization of what the value of the house is. So you can see here, I just put in sold. I put in Duxbury. And then what I'm going to do is come down here and I can look specifically. These are how we can literally break down the type of house that you're looking. This is all the different criteria that we have. Sin, you can still see, right?
No, it popped me into, I don't know why.
Okay.
Somewhere else. So I'm just...
Okay. So I'm going to pick a colonial
here
and a
go.
Garrison. And then we're going to count to see how many in the past 6 months have sold in the town of Duxbury. So we can see all of these homes have sold. So what we're looking for is a range of what this house is worth. So if we're looking for four bedrooms, we're looking, so you can see right in here. So like this one here probably wouldn't be in the mix because it's only six rooms and three bedrooms. It's a lot smaller than right. the one we're looking at. So we're probably closer to this one, which is 10 rooms, four bedrooms, two baths. And you can see that one sold for $926. So you can see the value of the house I have right now at $884 is really a good value. We're having an open house there. Actually, I'll be there tomorrow with my assistant, Mary Baker. So we'll be there tomorrow doing the open house here. And you can see other homes, too, that are nine rooms, four bedrooms that are selling for over $1 million. Here's another one that was like $879. So you want to be within that same area.
Yes.
So we can pop those up and show people. Because as a buyer's agent, we don't want you to overpay for a house because right. you're going to call us in, you know, probably 7 to 10 years to sell it.
Right.
You know? All right. So we're going to continue on. Larry, do you mind? Can I? I'm just going to continue on just for a couple more minutes and we'll do my break. Okay. So here we are. So then we determine the value of the house. Okay. I am the listing agent on this property. I feel that we're going to have a really good showing tomorrow. The house is on for $884. I think for sakes and purposes now, I'm just going to put the offer in for $900. I'm not, you know what I mean? I just, you know, or $884. How's that?
Yeah, perfect.
Full price, okay?
Full price offer.
Full price offer. My clients are going to love me.
Because it's priced appropriately.
It is. We just had a $41,000 price adjustment on this home. So it's a great house. You're going to love it. So, generally speaking, we ask for a $1,000 deposit when you're writing an offer. So that's like our consideration.
Good faith, yeah.
Yeah, it's good faith.
Good
right?
faith. Mm-hmm.
We're saying to the seller, hey, this is what we're willing to give you. This is what, you know, we want you to know that we want this. People always ask, will they cash it? What's your answer?
Once we have an accepted offer, yes.
Okay.
Immediately.
Yeah. And I don't know why some people don't know that. We now have a couple choices too. It's that the check will be delivered with the offer. So yes. Cindy, you're the listing agent for purposes here and I'm the buyer's agent. I would bring you the offer and the check.
Right.
Well, everything is electronic now. So since I'm doing this in .loop, this is the program that my office uses, actually. We have the Premier Business version of this, which is great because all of our state forms are here. So you can see right now I am using the Massachusetts Association of Realtors state form. So that is, you know, standard anyways. So $1,000 deposit. And then we'll generally right now saying it will be delivered upon receipt of the acceptance.
Absolutely. That's what I check off.
Yep. It is extremely important that these checks are given. So,
and that the buyers know that they will be put into an escrow account, that they will be cashed. They're not being held.
Exactly. So that is really important, too, is that, you know, all of the companies in the area in the South Shore, we're very fortunate in this area that we do have a lot of reputable companies, that the money is being held by, you know, the firm that's listing the property. And we have escrow accounts. Nobody other than a broker can be on those accounts, which is right. very important.
Right.
So if you're not sure, make sure you ask that question. If you are not sure or don't feel comfortable with that other company, it is your right to put in there that you feel more comfortable with your agent's, you know, firm holding the escrow yep. account. The seller doesn't have to agree to it, but I have done that in the past,
yes,
that
so
my client is going to submit an offer in a FSBO situation, a yep. for sale by owner.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, we're certainly not going to have a homeowner hold the money if they don't have representation. So we'll say that the listing agent yep. will, the firm will hold it. And we're fully bonded and everything else. And then the next step is how much money will you put down at the time of purchase and sales agreement? I think that this will be a good place for us to stop. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. Again, join.me/Boston Connect. That's where you can follow along on how to write up an offer. When we come back, we're going to let you know what happens in the next 10 days after your offer is accepted. It is. So we'll be right back. Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300.
Plumbing problems are inevitable. Sad to say, do not fix it yourself. After all, that's your home you're living in. McNamara Plumbing. New construction, renovations, repairs, service calls. McNamara Plumbing. Fully insured. 781-294-7100. McNamara Plumbing.
The next time you see a football field on TV, a wide shot where you can see the whole field and everyone looks tiny, remember that the clean team professionally cleans as much carpet and upholstery in 1 year to cover that field 20 times over. That's a lot of cleaning. And the clean team does all of their cleaning around the South Shore and the Cape. The clean team has been in business for over 30 years, and aside from having a great reputation, they've earned plenty of certifications in the cleaning and restoration of fabrics.
I'm Jennifer, co-owner of the clean team. My husband Matt and I have spent many years tackling every type of residential and commercial cleaning job you could possibly think of. It's not just carpets and upholstery. We clean oriental rugs, leather, tile, stone, as well as grout cleaning and ceiling. We want to help you make your home clean and inviting.
So the next time you watch two football teams make a big mess, think of the clean team, covering the South Shore for over 30 years. Online at thecleanteam.net.
50% more talk real estate, absolutely free. Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. Now, 1 hour every Saturday morning on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford, my sidekick here, who's fixing her earbuds.
Sorry, you can see that
now. I know. I don't know if everyone can see Cindy. Cindy has on her webcam too, so you can see me here live. You want to go to join.me/Boston Connect, and you will be able to follow along with everything that's going on here. We're learning how to write up an offer to purchase real estate. When we left off, we were putting in an offer on 30 Lewis Farm Road in Duxbury. I'm actually going to be there tomorrow doing an open house from 1 to 3. I'll be there along with my assistant, Mary Baker. So come and see us. I'm sort of shuffling around in my chair here. Marty Moran is listening to us. He sent us a text and he said, Sharon, did you get your hair cut? Because it looks good. so he's obviously looking at the webcam. It's working. It must be working. So.
I was going to say that too.
Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you. Actually, you know what? I didn't do a thing with it today. You never think when you're on the radio that you're ever going to be live.
Correct.
Lo and behold, mm-hmm. Here I am. But so we are learning how to write up an offer. When we last left off, we put in a purchase price of $884. That's a full price offer on this property. We are giving the seller $1,000, consideration. Yep. Hey, this is good faith. We are really interested in your property. And from this point, we have 10 days. Can you let everybody know what happens in that 10-day time frame before they sign the purchase and sales agreement?
Quite a few things can happen. You certainly want to have an inspection on the property. So you
call Steve Cook from Imperial Inspections.
Absolutely. That's mm-hmm. what we
first
do.
First things first.
So you have an inspection in there. You can have a radon test within that time frame. Mm-hmm. Steve does those as well, which is great. So one-stop shopping. You can have you have a right to have a lead inspection. If the house was built prior to 1978, it mm-hmm. could have lead in it. And then you can have a pest inspection as yep. well. Generally, for me, if Steve says that there looks like there was evidence or is evidence, mm-hmm. then I have my client do the pest inspection. I yep. wait until after the regular inspection. Yeah. That's just how I
yeah.
do it.
Mm-hmm. This time of year, there aren't many pests, but we're going to have your lick on with us pretty soon.
Yes.
So they'll be talking to us about what bugs to expect and when to expect them.
which I'm so excited about, but ooh.
No, that's going to be a good show. Oh my gosh, it's at least it isn't 8 o'clock anymore. Yeah, so within that 10-day time period, what we always suggest to our clients is that you have your offer sooner than later, because if something does come up with the plumbing or if something does come up with the electrical, you always want the opportunity to bring in a specialist. So let's just say there was something wrong with the furnace or the boiler or something like that. Let's go with the boiler because that's a plumber and I happen to know one. His name is Mark McNamara. And we would have a plumber come in and look that over and give you an estimate and how much it would cost to have it fixed. If you have any questions, I forgot to mention that my other BFF is in the other room, Larry, 781-837-4900. He's probably in his head saying, I'm not really your friend, Sharon, stop saying it. He is one of my favorites around here, though. So if you have any questions for us, just let us know. So in that 10-day time period, what will happen is your inspection, and then we always recommend and suggest that you have an attorney review the purchase and sales agreement. I mean, you absolutely 100% have to.
Absolutely.
And there's many reasons. Even if you purchased, I have a lot of my boomers and a lot of my clients that are navigating home buying and home selling, which is what we discussed on the TV program the other day. I have a lot of them say, well, I didn't use an attorney the last time. Oh gosh, this place is just loaded with all my favorite people. Kevin Tocci just came in. I'm going to be doing his show with him in a few weeks at night, which is fun. So you want to be able to have that attorney look over the documents, because even though you didn't do it 25 years ago when you purchased your house, things have changed.
Right.
Okay. The buyer is always going to have an attorney review it. The buyer's attorney is always going to put in a buyer addendum to protect the buyer.
Right.
And then the seller's attorney always has to look at it to make, the attorneys get along so well. It's easy breezy when they're all working together to get those purchase and sales agreements signed. We do have a deadline on those dates.
Yes.
What happens if we're coming to the date, like the date is tomorrow, we have to send the P&S by tomorrow and it doesn't look like the attorneys have agreed?
We can file for an extension. Mm-hmm. On that, and both parties have to agree to that. If you don't, then that what you have, that offer becomes null and void.
Yep.
So you do have to do, I think Sharon's testing me today, I'm not sure, and I'm not too with it, so let's just hope.
I'm not testing you, you're one of our mentors at the office, you know exactly what you're talking about. So what you do is, if you don't, if the attorneys haven't agreed on the purchase and sales agreement, a lot of times they'll extend it amongst each other.
They can do it. They can do it themselves. Some will, some will not.
Yep.
And so you have to have at least the buyer and the seller if they don't. But I generally am working with great attorneys that they'll do it together,
which
just saves time, because they're doing the back and forth. And then we finally get what they feel is
the final. Yeah. And if the seller doesn't decide, if you're a buyer and your seller decides, no, I'm not going to extend it, you will get your $1,000 deposit back.
Right.
Okay. So that's our job, is to always be looking and protecting your money.
And the dates, yes.
And the dates are really, really important. And I sometimes am very flustered when I see that agents aren't paying attention to these dates when, you can, I take this role and responsibility very seriously. Okay, so within the 10 days, and then who has a calculator? So let's do, so we want to do 5%. I'm just grabbing a calculator. I don't know if I just blocked myself, but okay. So the purchase price is $884. We want to put 5% down. That's $44,000. Okay. So people are like, oh my gosh, $44,000. I don't have $44,000. You don't have to put 5% down. Our job as buyer's agents, I'm going to say it on the air.
Okay.
My hairy leg scenario. Have you ever heard it?
I don't know. Let me refresh me.
Okay. So if you're a buyer and you're purchasing a home, and let's just say that the house is on the market. We're using my house here in Duxbury. Let's just use a different one. Something's on the market for $500,000. You want to offer $400,000. Very exaggerated here, by the way. That would be considered like a hairy leg scenario.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Well, you don't want to wear a mini skirt with hairy legs, right? So you don't want to say, I also want the washer, the dryer, the refrigerator, your English bulldog, your firstborn, and all these other things. I want to close, in 7 months. All terrible contingencies. That's like wearing a mini skirt. So what you would want to do is you want to dress up your offer to look the best that it can possibly
Absolutely.
Look.
Absolutely.
So if you have a situation where maybe you don't have a full 5% to put down, that's what brought me to this this point, maybe you don't have the $44,000 to put down and you're only putting down $10,000 or $5,000 or whatever that number is. Make everything else around it look like a jeweled gown.
Right.
Okay. So maybe that amount you can put down is your hairy leg scenario, and you're just putting everything else. I can close in 60 days. I don't want the washer, dryer, refrigerator. You know, make it as simple as possible.
Right. Okay. And what I try and do is find out from my buyer. I do work with a lot of first-time home buyers, as you know. So they may not even have in total the 5% to put down. Yeah. So I don't want to scare anyone out there and think, oh, if you don't have 5%.
No.
Because those people that are in
this
property house,
first,
they're putting potentially even more money down at the closing. Maybe they had a property to sell. Yeah. But if you don't have that. I always try and find that out right when I start with you. Like, what are we talking for down payment? Because there are other things that are involved that I won't get into right now. But, you know, the seller concessions and closing costs and all those things. So I try to find out as much as I can.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Sharon.
No, I'm just saying we're going to make our way down to some of those contingencies too. But and again, this is not a first-time home buyer. I just happened to pull up this one. I maybe should have used something differently. But if you're just joining us, you're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara along with Cindy Ford here at WATD, 781-837-4900. If you have any questions for us regarding real estate, also join.me/Boston Connect if you want to follow along and see how to write up an offer. And you can see me. I'm not sure if you can see Cindy. So we're just showing you how to do that. The other thing, too, is you don't need 5% down all the time. There are loan options out there that if you're a vet, you can do 0% down. You could do, so that's a VA loan. You could do an FHA loan, which is 3.5% down. You could do a mass housing loan for 3% down. Right. Fairway Mortgage, we've had on the show several times, and they're a great addition to the team here at Boston Connect Real Estate and the radio show. They have given us several options of different programs like that, so you can easily get in touch with them in order to find those things out. So we're going to just say for deposit purposes, we're just going to make it this sort of simple, and we're just going to say $9,000. That look good, Sim?
Absolutely.
All right, duration of offer. Why don't you talk about that? How long do you usually give people?
I generally give 24 hours for someone, but I end it kind of toward the end of the day, like 7 or 8 p.m., just because people work.
Yeah.
Not everyone has access to, you know, do personal things during the day. So I generally give 24 hours, unless I know otherwise.
Yeah. Yep. And another thing, too, is I know, like, sometimes we get houses that are put on the market. Let's just say a house goes on the market on a Wednesday and it's a hot house. I know one of our agents, Rich Rossi, put a house on in Quincy this week.
Oh, my gosh. The phone was just ringing.
I'm like, oh, my gosh. And it was funny because Rich is like, gosh, I actually, you know, I wasn't sure about, like, the price and everything. And not that he wasn't sure about it, but... like, he didn't expect that much.
Right.
I mean, in the first day, I think he had 20 showings on that property. So he is having an open house actually tomorrow on that property and accepting all offers afterwards, because chances are he's going to have multiple offers, probably over asking. So those are different things that we talk about with our sellers. But right now we're concentrating on this. My point of that was, if you feel as if I had an offer. This was actually last Sunday this happened to me. Somebody put an offer in one of my properties on a Sunday right before my open house, and they wanted an answer before the open house. So we counter-offered and said, okay, if you want us to take the house off the market in a half hour, basically we have people walking in the door in a half hour, then this is the amount that we want. So things like that happen. You know, people try to force you to make a decision before you have an open house. Okay. So let's just say 8 o'clock, because I'm with you. I like 8 o'clock p.m.,
because that's when we're just starting to wind down, maybe. not you, but most of us.
I'm winding down it. I wish I was winding down at 8.
Right.
And then we just put in the date. So let's just say that we would give them until tomorrow to do that. And then the duration of the offer. So that's what that section there means. I'm going to scroll down a little bit more. The purchase and sales agreement, Sin, why don't we talk about that? We hinted about it a little bit earlier.
So we put in a date basically 10 days from accepted offer. So... you kind of, especially now, things happen within that 24 hours. You generally get a response back on your offer very quickly today. It isn't hours and hours and hours or the next day. So I'll maybe do 11 days from today because that's 10 days from my accepted offer tomorrow.
Exactly.
When I get a copy of the check.
Yep. Perfect. So we'll put in there the 16th, and that is a good way of doing things too, is by, I like when we get further down, I'll show you some of the ones I'll do, is, you know, the purchase and sales agreement. Sometimes you will write 10 days from accepted offer because sometimes, you know, sellers are not available. Sometimes I know I've been in situations where, you know, unfortunately there's been like maybe a somebody's sick.
Yep.
That happened to you actually one time in Kingston. Remember, one of your clients was very interested in a property and the homeowner was sick. And do you remember that one?
No.
Yeah, the homeowner was sick and you waited for your offer.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, that was...
That one didn't go as planned.
Correct,
as
was bad. See, I try and put out all the bad memories.
Yeah.
That was a bad one for me.
That wasn't good.
That was not a good day.
When the agent turns around and says that she forgot about your offer, that was not a good thing. So whatever. You can see... The meeting address. Somebody is actually texting me right now. And that is the meeting address here. Oh, join.me/Boston Connect. Join.me/Boston Connect. So we will have that there. Okay. So now that's 10 days. The closing time, it's going to be, I'll just usually write 9:00 a.m. And that is usually at the Registry of Deeds. And sorry, I'm just a little winded for some reason. Okay, so the time of closing. The closing generally will take, I would say loan officers right now, the ones that we're working with, feel very safe and comfortable with a closing date 30 days from the signed purchase and sales agreement. So that's probably about 45 days from when your offer is accepted, generally around that time frame, give or take 5 days. So what we're going to say for here is that we put the offer in, accepted offer is the 6th. We know that the 16th is going to be our time for that. So we would want to say that 30 days from this is when we feel as if we would be comfortable with a closing date. It's always good to check with your loan officer just to make sure that he can perform, because these dates are really, really important. A lot of people like to close on Fridays. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do a Friday. Not really suggested in the winter, because you never know if you're going to have a hiccup day. A Friday generally isn't a good day. If you feel as if it's too close, I like to do Thursdays. That way there, the attorneys are very busy on Fridays.
Yep.
Okay. So I would say, you know, do it on a Thursday. If anything should go wrong, at least you have a hiccup day and you don't have a packed truck of stuff waiting and sitting somewhere for an entire weekend. So we're going to do the 14th here. And then we're just going to say that that's going to happen at the Plymouth County Registry of Deeds. A lot of times it happens at the registry in this area. Oh, John Buckley, by the way, is going to be on with us next week.
Right.
What a good segue. So we're just going to... I have to take a break in a minute there, though. John Buckley is going to be on with us next week. He's going to be talking about properties and all Irish stuff, because he does this whole thing on history. He's going to give us a synopsis of what happened last year in the market, where he sees things sort of going for this year. So John Buckley, he is our Registrar of Deeds over at the Plymouth County Registry of Deeds. I'm lucky to call him a friend as well. So he is going to be with us next week. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue on with what escrow is and all these other contingencies, and we don't have much time to do it, so we'll
That's why
those.
You need a real estate agent.
Yes, we'll be right back.
The next time you see a football field on TV, a wide shot where you can see the whole field and everyone looks tiny, remember that the Clean Team professionally cleans as much carpet and upholstery in 1 year to cover that field 20 times over. That's a lot of cleaning. And the Clean Team does all of their cleaning around the South Shore and the Cape. The Clean Team has been in business for over 30 years. And aside from having a great reputation, they've earned plenty of certifications in the cleaning and restoration of fabrics.
I'm Jennifer, co-owner of the Clean Team. My husband Matt and I have spent many years tackling every type of residential and commercial cleaning job you could possibly think of. It's not just carpets and upholstery. We clean oriental rugs, leather, tile, stone, as well as grout cleaning and ceiling. We want to help you make your home clean and inviting.
So the next time you watch two football teams make a big mess, think of the Clean Team, covering the South Shore for over 30 years. Online at thecleanteam.net.
Hi, my name is Bob Gleason. I'm a senior real estate specialist and realtor at Boston Connect Real Estate in Pembroke. Like many of you listening today, my wife and I have talked about selling our family home and right-sizing to fit our needs. The process of making that kind of decision can be confusing and frustrating. On Tuesday, March 8th at 7 p.m., I will be hosting a seminar at the Adams Center, 33 Summer Street in Kingston, designed for baby boomers and their adult children. You should attend if you are planning on moving in the next 12 to 18 months, or you are spending too much of your valuable time maintaining a large family home, especially after last winter, and you are getting ready to move but are overwhelmed by the process and don't know where to start. Topics will include financial and pricing considerations, staging and showing your home, and packing and moving. As an added benefit, I will be joined by estate planning attorney Eileen Lee Breger. Once again, this seminar is designed for baby boomers and their adult children and will take place on Tuesday, March 8th at 7 p.m. at the Adams Center, 33 Summer Street in Kingston. This is a free event and meant to allow for questions after the presentation. If you would like to attend, please call me at 781-856-6714 or email me at bobgleason@bostonconnect.com. Once again, bobgleason@bostonconnect.com. Hope to see you there.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300. 50% more talk real estate, absolutely free. Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. Now, 1 hour every Saturday morning on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. You're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. Both of us are from Boston Connect Real Estate. We are located here on the South Shore, and we are servicing all areas. Pretty soon, maybe opening up an office or two. So that's in the works right now. So, yeah, so we're thinking that we might be getting closer and closer to opening up my Dorchester office. Yeah. Woo!
Ooh, that would be
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, that's a great space.
A lot of things have to come together first. But anyways, I just gave a little teaser there. 781-837-4900. Larry is manning the phones. Actually, I was reading that wrong, and I thought that I read Larry is a stud. It actually says Larry's in the studio. I needed your glasses, but Larry is a stud.
We think so.
Larry's like, see, I can make you smile. Could you imagine if you spent an entire day with me? I want to go to the Newport Mansions. You know a lot about that. Let's do that one day, can we? I want to do that. Okay.
That.
It's a date.
Love the Newport Mansions.
You heard it. He promised.
He did.
I heard him.
We're recording
these shows. Okay, so let's finish up here. Okay. So now we have the closing date is going to be on the 14th. We told you why we prefer Thursdays, right? We want to give our attorneys. Our attorneys are so good to us. Yes. So we want to make sure that we're being good back to them. They're very busy on Friday, so we take that in place. The escrow money is going to be held by the listing agent's office. So we put in here Boston Connect Real Estate. And two, just know we are putting an offer here on one of my listings, which is located in Duxbury, 30 Lewis Farm Road in Duxbury. I'll be there tomorrow from 1 to 3. So if you decide that you want this offer, any of the people following along, just let me know. I can
change the name.
Yeah, that's easy. Okay, the mortgage amount. So we're just going to make up numbers. You have gone to your loan officer. You have your pre-approval letter, right? First thing that people should be doing anyways. And let's just say that you're going for a loan amount of $400,000. We just put that amount in there. Cindy, why don't you tell people what this terms and conditions are in this next one?
Terms and conditions could be a lot of things. That it passes Title V, that it has a Title V inspection and it passed. That it could be that you want the washer, the dryer, the refrigerator, the cat, the dog. Mm-hmm. Anything else that you might want there. You may want to make sure that when the appraisal comes in, that it appraises at or above the agreed upon price.
Yep. Okay, you're in a different section, sorry.
Oh, I don't have my glasses on. I can't see. I thought you said...
The date. The commitment letter date.
Oh, that's the most important date. Yeah. Sorry, my bad. Mm-hmm. That's the most important date. That's way more important even than the closing date. That is when the bank is committed to giving you the loan to purchase this house.
Yeah. So you know what I'm going to do is usually we'll do 30 days from the signed purchase and sales agreement. So since that's the case and people like to close at the end of the month, I'm changing my closing date to April 28th now.
Okay.
All right. And then I write in there 30 days from signed P&S.
Yes.
That sound good?
Yes.
Okay. So so I did this one time and it worked out perfectly because I was a buyer's agent, but the seller kept on he was slowing down the process.
Right.
Right. And then our commitment date, that's when you're committed, you're not getting out, you're buying this house. The reason why this date is important and why I like doing 30 days from the signed P&S is because what ends up happening is if you put a solid date in there and you don't meet it, you have to ask for an extension.
Right.
So the seller was upset that the commitment late, he was no, I want to change the commitment date. It's supposed to be on this date. And I was I said to the attorney, hey, I did 30 days from the signed P&S. So that's why that's important to put in there. I'm just going to keep on going. You just heard the doorbell. You can go to bostonconnect.com under the buyer tab. You can find all the open houses this weekend. If you can't make it in because you have other plans, feel free to give me or Cindy a call. Together, we would love to work with you and have the opportunity to show you homes located in the area. Where are you going today to show a house?
I'm actually doing CMA on a property in Rockland, and then tomorrow I'm doing an open house from 12 to 4, so if anyone would love to stop by Jefferson Square, Unit 4, I will be there from 12 to 4 tomorrow.
Okay, and aren't you showing property somewhere? I thought you were going to Everett.
Amesbury.
Okay.
Amesbury, Peabody, that area, yes.
Yep.
I forgot, yes.
Okay, so we go all over. Okay. This is when you'll have your application. I usually say the day after the day after you sign your purchase and sales agreement is when you're going to have your application in. Okay,
yes.
So that's another important date. Here, we're just going to go down to inspections. You generally get your 10 days. Remember, we talked about that earlier. The 10 days from when you wrote the offer. You wrote the offer here, and you got it accepted here. So 10 days would be on the 16th. So you're going to have your inspections. You're looking at me. Are you following along?
I can't. I don't have my glasses. No.
Oh, okay. That's all right. I don't know if you can see it.
I can't do it all
not.
At once. Too many apparatuses on me right now. Okay.
This section here, this is long-winded. I'm just going to put in none for right now. We can talk about that another time. The other documents that are included, it's the home inspection facts for consumers. If you are buying a home, make sure your agent is giving you that. You also want to make sure that if the house was built prior to 1978, that you are getting a lead paint disclosure form as well. Right. And then... the buyer's default, if you default, that's what these dates are important about. If you don't meet these dates, that means you're out of contract. You could potentially lose your deposit.
Right.
That's right now we're talking $10,000 in this little thing.
Yes.
That's our job. That's why we take it seriously. So we definitely want to make sure that we're watching those dates. Additional terms. Okay, so Cindy, this is what Cindy was talking about, right?
Yeah, I was a little ahead of myself.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Contingent upon appraising. You can see the ones I always put in there, right? Appraising at or above the sale price.
Yes.
Very important because the house, you're getting a loan. You're using Fairway Mortgage. Fairway Mortgage is going to call an appraisal company. It's like a third party. They then call an appraisal company. They are then going to send their appraiser out to the home that you are purchasing. In this case, it's 30 Lewis Farm Road in Duxbury. They're going to appraise that house and make sure that the money that they're giving you, that what you're buying is worth that amount of money.
Right.
Okay? So we want to make sure that it appraises at that price. People are buying with emotion right now. Low inventory. So what that means is that people are they're overbidding on properties too, right?
Absolutely.
Over asking, which is good for a seller. It's a seller's market. That's why if you're thinking about putting your house on the market, now is a really good time because the buyers don't have much to choose from.
Right.
So they don't have an option other than to go over asking. Just because you're willing to do that doesn't mean that your bank is willing to give you the money to do that. So that's the difference between today and 2004 and 5 when the appraisers were let's make it rain like we're at a strip club or something. Yeah. Doesn't that remind you of that, right? Make it rain. Anyways, I'm silly, whatever. Okay, the other thing, to include, right? Let's just do that. To include, I'll do it different. Washer, dryer, and refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
Washer, dryer, and refrigerator to be included in the sale. Okay. In this section here, how much time do I have, Larry? Nothing. We're over. Okay, so I guess if you want to finish this, you're just going to have to call us. BostonConnect.com. Cindy, how can people get in touch with you?
781-367-4419.
Okay, and you can get in touch with me at the office, 781-826-8000, or send me a text. You can send me a text. You can find me on Facebook, 781-294-4848. Have a great weekend. Sorry, guys.
Thanks, everyone. We ran out
of time. We'll do this again another time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The South Shore's first choice for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, and severe weather. 95.9 WATD FM Marshfield and 95.9 WATD.com.
AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Louisiana Project.